The airline industry began announcing layoffs last week, shortly after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. It was just a matter of time until airplane manufacturers were affected. Boeing has announced it will lay off as many as 30,000 workers by the end of next year. Company officials say they're acting in anticipation of a sharp drop in orders. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Guy Nelson reports.
With major air carriers promising layoffs in the tens of thousands, it was no surprise that Boeing would also be cutting back its workforce. But the magnitude, about a quarter of its commercial division, caught nearly everyone off guard. Alan Mullally, president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, says the company regrets the effects the moves will have on its workers. But he maintains the layoffs are necessary to support Boeing's customers.
This is really about sizing commercial airplanes to support a production for the airlines that need fewer airplanes in the near term. And I'm hopeful, like all of us, that this will come back quickly and travel will come back quickly, the economic development will come back quickly, and maybe we won't have to go as far as we're going. But right now, with everything we see, talking to customers, we just need to right-size Boeing very quickly.
Mullally expects a 25% drop in airplane deliveries next year. Instead of around 520 airplanes, Boeing now projects next year's deliveries to be in the low 400s. The company expects that downward trend to continue in 2003. Boeing's layoffs will begin in a couple months. Though most of the company's commercial operations are in the Puget Sound area, Mullally says job cuts will be scattered worldwide.
The 20 to 30,000 will come from throughout the production system. And generally, when you're faced with a situation of this dramatic a reduction in production, then the whole production system has to get smaller. So everybody's kind of affected the same way. It's not exactly that way, but generally everything has to come down.
Some layoffs had already been announced before last week, and Boeing workers knew more cutbacks were on the way. Boeing's union leaders say a tough situation became much worse when the crash of four planes reverberated through the airline industry. The president of Boeing's Machinists Union urged people to continue flying as a way to sustain business. The head of the company's engineering union, Charles Bofferding, says the massive layoffs mean there are more innocent victims of the terrorist attacks.
From our perspective, we don't want to see anybody who's in a job that they want to be in thrown out of that job. And we're going to actively engage the company to make sure that doesn't happen. We've been through downturns before, and we've got a contract that gives us certain tools such that we can mitigate the impact on employees that we represent.
Boeing denied using the timing as a subterfuge for downsizing. It also denied trying to pressure Congress to pass a federal bailout package for airlines. The airline industry has asked for $24 billion that would include loans and credits. Washington State Governor Gary Locke insists he'll do everything he can to help the workers get back on their feet. He says the state's first responsibility will be to help laid-off Boeing workers obtain unemployment benefits and job retraining. For NPR News, I'm Guy Nelson in Seattle.